On the morning of September 11th, 2001, Dennis Cook was where you'd expect to find him, at work. He was a 33-year-old bond trader for Cantor Fitzgerald on the top floors of the World Trade Center. Dennis was among those killed in the attack that day. He left behind a wife, Dana, and two young daughters, Sophia, who was 3, and Lindsay, who was just 6 months old. Research shows that most of us don't have any memories before the age of 3. Sophia and Lindsay are young women now, and they've spent their lives coping with the loss of a father they can't remember. And more than anything, they want to understand who their dad was and which parts of him live on in them. This morning, we bring you their story in their own words.
I'm definitely a 9/11 kid. I mean, I know some people don't like the title, but I guess if the shoe fits. I guess I'm still figuring out how much, what percentage, what fraction 9/11 is part of me. I'm Lindsay Cook. I'm 20 on the 20th anniversary, and I've still been figuring out what that means to me.
I think that's something that my mom did a really good job at. She never wanted us to like see that as part of our identity. She wanted us to, you know, it's something that happened to us. It's very, very sad, but you can still be your own person. My name is Sophia Cook. I'm 23 years old. My dad worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. He worked in the North Tower. So on September 11th, 2001, it was my first day of preschool. And my mom and I were going, she was going to drop me off when she was in the parking lot and she heard on the radio that, the Twin Towers had been crashed into and that, you know, she obviously didn't know what was happening, but had to assume the very worst. And that's kind of how that day began and unfolded for her in the middle of what would have otherwise been a very regular, normal day.
One day, she was living with an infant and a 3-year-old, and she had her husband by her side, and then the next day she didn't. We didn't talk about my dad a lot growing up, not in the sense that he was hidden or something that he shouldn't be talked about, but maybe that was her way of coping. You know, she couldn't talk about my dad all the time and keep herself steady and keep everything really normal. But so now, I have all these questions that I don't always know how or when to ask. And she said, I think very recently, like, I wish I'd talked about your dad more growing up because she'll realize there's these things that she thinks we know, but we don't know. A song will come on in the car and she'll be like, this song reminds me of your dad. So now when I'm out and I hear Come On, Eileen, I'll turn to my roommate and I'll be like, my dad liked this song reminds my mom of my dad.
A lot of what I know of my dad is stories. It's not like, you know, my own personal memories because I was so young. But so my dad's name was Dennis Cook, and he is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I get told that Sophia looks a lot like my dad, and I'm like the mix of my mom and my dad. And so I like constantly, I feel like I'm looking at pictures of my dad, trying to pull out myself in him.
He was often described as like a funny, fun-loving guy. But, I mean, I've never heard a joke he's told. That's just what everybody tells me. But, oh my gosh, I want so badly for people to tell me, not like bad things about him,
but like more human character traits.
Yeah, like the real trouble he got into when he was in college. They weren't going to tell me this stuff when I was like 8 years old. Well, what was your dad like? He was very nice, Lindsay. So now I'm like, give me the dirt. Like, give me the inside scoop about my dad.
One of my favorite pictures I have with my dad is us having a tea party. And it's like, you know, at one of those teeny tiny little kiddie tables. I fit perfectly in the chair and everything's my right size. And it's just funny because then there's my dad sitting there, like this big man sitting at this like tiny little lady table.
I have like 4 or 5 pictures, maybe good pictures, with my dad. And one of them's him holding me. One of them I'm in the stroller and you can't see. One of them is me fresh in the hospital. The other one's at like my baptism, and that's about it. So it's definitely different, not having anything tangible, not having anything concrete, no memories that are my own.
Hi, Dennis.
Take you, Dana.
Take you, Dana.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
I heard my dad's voice for the first time a few years ago when I found my mom's wedding video. I took it and I watched it alone.
Especially like to thank my parents for the best night of our lives.
I was 17 and I had like spent the past 17 years of my life like puzzle piecing my dad together.
And let's say hello to our future kids. Look how young we look. Don't we look young?
Dennis Jr., not little Alfie.
We'll see.
So watching that video was definitely like trying to get a piece of the demeanor that everybody told me about, you know, the fun-loving, goofy, funny guy who's a great time to be around. It was like getting to see that in motion.
Special for a toast. Uncle Mike, Karen, everybody that came by that gets to see this video, I hope you had a good time tonight.
It wasn't like just a wedding video to me. Like it was like so much more to me. I feel like I've dealt with it internally and on my own time, like figuring out what it means to miss somebody who you never knew. Sophia and I have kind of talked before about how, like, we can see our friends with their dads and you don't really expect it, but just like in little ways and in little interactions, you feel that little like ping of pain and you just kind of like move on from it.
In 2004, my mom got remarried. So my dad, even though he's, you know, I'm using air quotes right now, but like he is technically my stepdad. I call him dad. You know, my younger siblings are my half siblings, but that's never been like, that's not how it rolls. Like we're full siblings.
So thinking about like some other alternate universe feels so wrong, but it's so natural to think like, what would this life have been like? And what would he have been like? Like the what ifs. But sometimes thinking about the what ifs feels wrong.
People have asked, you know, do you ever just wish it never happened? You know, you could just go back and stop that day. And that's probably one of the most difficult things and a very hurtful thing, I think, for someone to ask, because, you know, of course I wish it didn't happen, but also, you know, you're asking me to give up the lives of other people that have came into the world only because that happened. And I think that's really how my mom and Lindsay and I look at it. Like, you know, we lost so much, but we gained a lot more.
I think about my dad a little bit every day. That doesn't mean I'm sad every day or grieving every day. I can think about him and be happy. But I never know where my mind is going to take me. It's just something that I've, like, come to accept. And, yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's just day by day.
Lindsay and Sophia Cook lost their dad, Dennis Cook, on September 11th, 2001.
Oh, come on. Come on, Harvey.